Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. May we ask our Lord to purify and fill our hearts with His life-giving joy, peace, love, grace, and hope as we build our lives on a solid foundation of trust and faith in Him. May we long to step into a deeper relationship with Him through studying His Word. May we trust Him to continue His refining work in us so that our lives reflect Him to the world around us. And may we praise and worship Jesus and share the story of our salvation. And if we don't yet have one, may today be that day. Our scripture for today is from John 14, verse 6. Here is Marilyn.
Jesus answered, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me."
So let us be determined this week to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. God often uses His Word to reveal areas in our lives which needs healing or restoration. God's Word is absolutely crucial for our souls. Reading and meditating on Scripture daily should by no means be only an option for us. It should be our foundation for living. So if you are longing to connect deeply with God, then open your Bible. If you desire freedom or healing, then open your Bible. If you are seeking guidance or wisdom, then open your Bible and drink from the life-giving source of truth. And may we be determined to build faith memorials that display the goodness, grace, love, and blessings of our Father God. The greatest legacy that we could leave behind is a life that displayed and pointed people to Jesus, a surrendered life of wholehearted love and faithful service for God, a victorious life built on the goodness and love of our Heavenly Father. And may we praise and glorify the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is everything. In and through Him we have hope and life. He rescued us. He draws us closer to the heart of our Father. He cancelled the penalties of our sins. He is the image of God. He is sovereign, the firstborn, and all things were created in and through Him. He has dominion and power over all. He is in control. The most holy. He is the way. He is the truth. And He is life. May we worship the name of Jesus today and always. And then may we recommit and surrender our lives to follow and serve Jesus all the days of our lives. May we long to have an intimate relationship with our Lord. May we know for certain that we are precious to Him and that we are part of His family when we invite Him into our lives. May we declare again today, "I commit all of my life to you, God. Thank you for giving me new life and eternal hope through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord, thank you so much that you are so gentle and you are so kind and you are so loving and that your word speaks to our hearts. Thank you that it ministers deeply into our souls and reaches those places that no one else can touch and speak to. Thank you for the freedom that comes. Thank you for the joy that can be restored. Lord, I pray that you would keep us in your word. May it dwell deep in our hearts. May we run to it first for our place of rescue, and may you use it deeply, Lord, to purify our hearts and our minds and emotions for your name and for your glory.
Lord, we just want to say you are an absolute amazing, amazing God, and you have done so many miracles, and we'd like to preserve those memories and those details about your goodness for us. Lord, I pray that the stories that we build as memorials, Lord, that it would glorify your name, not only for us in this generation, but for generations to come, not only for us in our immediate families, but even stretch further than that.
And Lord, we just praise you for who you are, what you've been doing through centuries, Lord, that we can read these stories in the Old Testament and be encouraged by it, Lord, knowing that your ways are different from our ways. Lord, that the way you do things are different. And Lord, we can just trust in you. Thank you that we can live from victory, knowing that the battle is already won.
Lord Jesus, I can just shout here from the south point of Africa. I can just shout, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are the beginning, you are the end. You are the life source. You hold everything together. Everything is in you and for you. It's only through your blood, Lord. And we just want to praise the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we just want to proclaim that this world, everything in this world, belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything is to your glory, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we come together, though apart, realizing that you want every person in this world to come to know you as Savior and as Lord. You tell us in 1 Timothy 2:4, you desire all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Lord, there are only two kinds of people in the world, those who know you personally and those who don't. For those of us already come saving knowledge of you, may we be found faithful to share our story with others. You tell us in Philemon verse 6, I pray that you might be active in sharing your faith so that you might have a full understanding of every good thing that we have in Jesus. Lord, if there is anyone within the sound of my voice who does not know 100% that they have a personal relationship with you, may they pray along with me now. May this be the day of their salvation. Confessing to God that I am a sinner and believing that the Lord Jesus Christ died for my sins on the cross and was raised for my justification, I do now receive and confess him as my personal Savior. We praise you that with one simple prayer of surrender, Lord, it is a done deal. From that moment forward, you reign in our hearts on this earth. You guide and direct our every earthly step. And then, when our time on earth is complete, you will take us to heaven for eternity. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.